On March 28, 2011, this is Pulling You number 57, Day 2, Part 2 on Partnership Agreements. Greetings, everyone. This is Michael here at Bridgehand. And in this commentary, we will examine the hundreds of responses from our recent partnership style survey. Okay, let's begin. So on our first question, opening bids vary based upon vulnerability, seat, relative seat position, first, second, third, fourth, distribution points, suit quality, opponent's skill level, and other criteria. By and large, the biggest vote getter was the relative seat position. Of our 37 qualitative responses, we saw that most of those tracked very well with the quantitative responses from the survey, such as four-seat opening may be light using the rule of 15. First and second position, high card points plus the two longest suit, the rule of 20. Third seat, using high card points and two quick tricks, or two major five-card opening. Fourth seat, using high card points plus the number of spades, a la the rule of 15. Some spoke to losing trick count, or the quick tricks, several with the quick tricks. So in summary, we saw quite a few responses where players required two plus quick tricks. They used the rule of 15, that is, in the fourth seat, they would take a look at the high card points plus the number of spades, and if it added to 15 points, they would compete in the master suit. In all seats, they would use the rule of 20, the number of high card points plus the length of cards in the two longest suits. And a couple like Ron Klinger's rule of 22, which is a concatenation of all three, the number of cards in the two longest suits, the high card points, and the number of quick tricks. We received a couple interesting responses, such as considering the partner's personalities. What is the risk-reward in terms of making more speculative bidding? Or the type of scoring, acknowledging that some forms of bridge scoring requires a more aggressive type of bidding. The survey respondents tended not to play the opponents. They tended to bid their hand based upon their values, then against the opponent's abilities. Similarly, they did not tend to play the score. In summary, I would agree with the responses that we had on question number one. However, at high levels of play, I would acknowledge that top players and pros do tend to play the opponents. They will take a look at the opponent's ability, and they will adjust their bidding accordingly. Conversely, at low levels, there are players who tend to play score. They will take a look at the last board, the last hand. If they have a bad one, they'll want to make adjustments. They'll bid a little bit more aggressively. If they've had a good score, sometimes they want to kind of cut back a little bit. However, these attributes did not come out in our survey. On our second question, we probed the respondents based upon preemptive bidding, varying them based upon vulnerability. Yes, say 82%. Does seat matter? Yes, according to 70%. Seat does not matter, only by 17%. Is quality important always? Yes, say 43%. Sometimes important? Yes, say another 43%. Regarding preemptive bids, of our 24 qualitative responses, two recurring themes seem to emerge. One was the suit quality of the preemptive suit, having things such as two of the top three or three of the top five, having an honor concentration in the preemptive suit. And the second was vulnerability, promise a maximum of down two when vulnerable or down three when non-vulnerable, or using the rule of 2, 3, 4 or some variations such as 1, 2, or 3. So to summarize, suit quality does matter when preempting. Using a variation of the rule of 2, 3, 4, assuming partner can contribute two tricks when we preempt, willing to risk going down four tricks with favorable vulnerability, three tricks with neutral vulnerability, or no more than two tricks with adverse vulnerability. A couple other notables, one was second seat preempts being very sound. When we make a preemptive bid in second seat, it's a 50-50 chance that we're going to be preempting, yes, our partner. As opposed to frisky preempts in the third seat. When we preempt in the third seat, there is no chance to preempt our partner, only our left-hand opponent. And how about opening a weak two suit with a four-card side suit major? Some folks would elect not to do this in first or second seat. And we had an interesting response of preempting in spades in first or second seat, acknowledging that opening a weak two diamonds or weak two hearts may not slow down the opponents at all. On question number three, we look at the overcall requirements, including vulnerability, yes, for 65%, suit quality and lead direction, much bigger, 89%. The length of the suit at higher levels, yes, for 60%. Overcalls, should they be with values or could they be without values? Yes, say 69%. And not so important, only 9%. Regarding our 17 qualitative responses, some of the recurring themes we saw, the level at which to make an overcall. The higher the level, the better the high cards and distribution. The suit quality and the relevance of lead direction. Some with high card points of 10 points and a good suit, others with as few as 7 or 8 points, provided that it has good lead direction and good suit quality. And on the conservative end, some would bid for lead with a suit quality no worse than King Jack 10 five times. However, there's one response that certainly caught my eye. I like Ron Klinger's rule for overcalls. Suit length plus the number of honors equals the level at which you can overcall. We could probably have an entire lesson on this and maybe should in the future, but at this point, let's cover some of the basics. In the interest of time, I'll cover Ron Klinger's criteria for overcalls fairly quickly in a future lesson, promise to cover it in more detail. First off, suit quality is what we're referring to, and the suit quality is made up of the length point, so one for each card in the length of a suit. Next, the honors. 1 point for each ace, king, or queen in a given suit. And the jack or the ten, it only counts if there is an honor up above it, one of the ace, king, or queen in a suit. Otherwise, we don't count for the jack or ten secondary suit honors. So finally, the suit quality at the one level, we require a suit quality of 7. At the two level, requires a suit quality of 8, and so on, going up one number for each level. In addition to the suit quality, the high card points at the one level, 8 to 15. And a losing trick count of 8 or better. At the 2 level, it would be 10 or 17. The suit quality, as we discussed, goes up 1 for each level, so it would be an 8 SQ. And the number of losers would be 7 or better. So it goes up 2 high card points by each level, add 1 suit quality point, and subtract 1 loser. Let's look at a couple examples. Okay, at the 1 level, do not overcall with Jack 9 five times. That would be 5 plus 0. Remember, the Jack or 10 do not count unless accompanied by one of the primary honors, which for Ron Klinger counts the Queen. How about Ace 5-4-3-2? That would be 5 plus 1. Here again, not a suit quality of 7 or more. How about at the 1 level? Well, a Queen Jack 4-3-2. That would be a suit length of 5 plus 2 honors. We count the jack with something above it, such as the queen. How about queen 6-5-4-3-2? A 6-card suit, 6 plus 1, 7, yes, we open it at the 1 level. And ace queen 10, 4 times? Well, here we only have a 4-card suit, but we do have 3 honors. Remember, the 10 counts with something above it, so that would be 4 plus 3. We could overcall. Here again, we have good suit quality, good lead direction. And at the 2 level, ace, jack, 10, 3-2. 5 cards long, 3 honors. Ace, 10, 5-4, 3-2. 6 cards, and even though it's a 10, it has something above it, that would be an 8. We could overcall at the 2 level. And how about overcalling at the 3 level? Well, we would need a long suit normally. A suit such as ace, queen, 6-5-4-3-2. Here we have a 7-card suit and 2 honors. 7 plus 2 is 9, yes. How about a 5-card suit? Well, it better be a very good suit. Ace, king, jack, 10, 5 times. Only 5 long, but we do have 4 honors. 5 and 4 makes 9. Yes, we could overcall at the 3 level, provided we met the rest of the criteria. Recall, it was 8 to 15 points at the 1 level, so we're going to need 12 points or more at the 3 level. Losing trick count, 8 at the 1 level. At the 3 level, subtract 2, need 6. Next, let's consider an actual hand where our right-hand opponent is opened one diamond. We have King Jack 4 times in spades, Ace Doubleton in hearts, Ace 4 times in diamonds, and 3 babies in clubs. The suit quality would be 4 for the length, 2 plus the strength of our 2 honors is 6, no. Unless we have 7 or more, we cannot overcall. How about ace, king, queen 4 times, 2 babies in hearts, 3 little in diamonds, and queen 4th in clubs? Here we have a suit quality of 4 for the length plus 3 for the strength. 4 and 3 is 7. Yes, this we could go ahead and overcall one spade, even though we had fewer points than we did in the first hand. And on our last example, the right-hand opponent has opened one spade. Our hand is ace, jack, third of spades, singleton in hearts, ace, king 4 times in diamonds, and queen 5th in clubs. Our suit quality is 5 for the length plus 1 for the honor. 6. Nope, sorry, have to pass. And on our second one, a double 10 in spades, in hearts, ace little, in diamonds, 3 little, in clubs, ace, queen, jack 6 times. Okay, the suit quality here in clubs is 6. Plus 3 for 3 honors is 9. Yes, it's 8 or more. We can overcall 2 clubs. Once again, we have a weaker hand, but if we take a look at the losing trick count, it is a very good hand, and we certainly have 10 or more points to open at the 2 level. Okay, well, I hope that gives you a good feel on overcall requirements, the Ron Klinger style. Not recommending it per se, but there's a lot of interesting criteria that are provocative and things we should consider when overcalling. Okay. On question number 4, opening light based upon vulnerability, 59%. Based upon seat, first, third seat, and so on, 82%. The rule of 20, rule of 15, other criteria for advanced opening bids, 70%. A bad 12, such as queen jack, jack third, queen double 10, king queen tight, queen jack tight, only 20%. Among the 22 qualitative responses for question number 4, we had some very interesting answers. The suit will overcall more readily with spades, the rule of 20. Opening light in third seat, the rule of 22. Rarely do, unless fourth bidder. Anything to get in the auction as soon as often as possible. Third seat open, as light as 8 high card points. With a major suit, use a 4 card major in third, rule of 20, rule of 22. Shape, points in my hand, rule of 22. With 12 high card points, need 2.5 quick tricks. And on and on. Let's summarize. First off, a lot of people advocated using the rule of 20. That's a Marty Birkin concept in his Points book, using the 2 longest suits, the number of cards in that suit, and the high card points. Although a couple pointed out they should consider his adjunct book, More Points, in which he said, be careful improperly using the rule of 20. That is, when we have quackers in the side suit, those queens and jacks, or we have most of our honors in those doubleton or singleton suits, we can't use the rule of 20. Good point. And similarly, there were quite a few people liking the Ron Klinger's rule about high card points, plus the 2 suits, plus the quick tricks. Another was, enter the auction early while you can. True, although how light is the question? Know your partnership agreements. How about light in third seat? And some even liked light in fourth seat. Here again, a matter of partnership style. Preempting one level higher in third seat. So if you're going to preempt, Jerry Helms recommend except with unfavorable vulnerability. If we're preempting, considering stretching and making it difficult for the left-hand opponent. Some people like to open a 4-card major in third seat. And others aptly point out, be sure to devaluate unguarded queens and jacks in any seat. And in question number 5, we take a look at a no-trump opening based upon a solid, conservative, balanced hand. Yes, for 65%. How about with a 5-4-2-2 with stoppers? Only 29% here. 5-4-2-2 with one stopper? Very low, 10.8%. With a 5-4-2-2 and one stopper? Only 11%. 5-4-2-2 with a partial stoppers in between, 15%. The 6-card minor, interestingly, 21%. So looking at the responses, we saw that some of them pertained to other systems, such as maybe ACOL system, precision system, and the like. Some were happy to open one no-trump with any excuse with a balanced hand or semi-balanced hand, where others didn't like the idea of opening one no-trump when they had shortages in the majors, doubletons, or something less than a tripleton in the major suit. Still others preferred to have stoppers in 3 of the 4 suits. And we also had some interesting responses, such as one that's affectionately known as Chicken No Trump, that is, opening 10 to 12, not vulnerable, or 13 to 15 in third or fourth seat, and when vulnerable. There's even some that like to open 12 to 14 points, no singleton or voids, but in a 2-0 trump, it might have a singleton. I assume that would be in a minor suit. And here again, a modification of the above, some will not open one no trump if they have a lot of cards in the minor, such as 5-4 in the minor suits. They expect a certain number of cards to be in the major suit, so when a partner does a stamen or a transfer, they will have reciprocal values. And some of the other factors considered by our respondents who opened one no trump, discounting for Jack Doubleton, Jack Third, Queen Doubleton, King Queen Tight, Queen Jack Tight, yes, say 47%. Extras for distribution, such as a nice suit headed by Ace King 5 times. Yes, people will give extras, say 56%. How about opening with a 5-card heart suit to avoid a rebid problem with 15 to 17 points? Yes, say 39%. And how about the spade suit? Surprisingly, almost as many, 35%. How about other conditions, such as vulnerability or the seat? Well, we even have 21% here. Interestingly, shape seemed to be the discussion on our qualitative responses. If I'm 5-3 in a major, I'll open one no trump. If I'm 5-2 in a major, I'm going to open one of the major. I open one no trump with a 5-card major. I'll open one no trump never with a 5-card major. No trump not open with a 5-card major. 5-card major is okay with a minimum. Sometimes with 5 hearts, seldom with 5 spades, depending upon quality of major suits. This is probably a very sound approach, as is the response beneath it, opening with a 5-card major depending upon the strength of the suit. With King, Queen, Jack, 10 5 times, probably open with the major instead of jump rebid, treating as if a 6-card suit. Very good. A 5-card heart or spade suit is okay, but not with 2-2, nor a singleton. I play 3 clubs as a puppet over one no trump to disclose a 5-card major. Ah, this is the Marty Bergen 3-club asking bid, a variation of puppet stamen. Not saying that I would never open no trump with 5 spades, or that I never discount the combinations above. But these are not significant factors. Seat is a slight factor, in that I would stretch to open one no trump in third seat for preemptive values, such as with a 5-4-2-2 hand or a 6-card minor. And again, as we saw before in question number 5, a few see the preemptive value of one no trump, using 11 to 14 non-vulnerable and 14 to 17 vulnerable, a modification of the Eckhall treatment. Well, my goodness, here we are, day 2, part 2, 18 minutes into this, and we're halfway through. That's 18 minutes we'll never get back in our lives, but I hope you're enjoying this so far. For those of you ready, please go on to part 3, and those of you who need to take a break, I do understand. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.